Christmas has come early for Grant Robertson. The government is giving itself an operating allowance of $6 billion in next year's budget, possibly the highest in history. Overall, annual government spending in 2022 is forecast to be over $59 billion higher than in 2017. So should Robertson be splashing the cash? Is this fire hosing? Joining us is former Finance Minister Stephen Joyce. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
Good, thanks. Is this gratuitous?
Well, I think it's problematic on a few levels. If you start with why the books are improving, they're improving because of inflation. So, in other words, nominal, the economy is growing. Actually, the predictions from Treasury about the actual economic growth haven't changed. It's just that inflation's going up, which is creating more tax dollars for the government. And that's giving them, I think, a false sense of security that they've got more money to spend. And those tax dollars are coming from Kiwis, of course. So Kiwis are going to get squeezed both ways if this prediction comes true, is that they'll be paying more in tax, and also they'll have higher inflation to deal with as well in terms of cost of living. So it's sort of effectively making the government books look a bit better by squeezing the punters.
Given the inflationary issue is such a big talking point at the moment, where do you stand on this argument that a promiscuous level of spending fuels the fire on inflation?
It doesn't help, because basically inflation is too much money chasing too few goods, right? That's the standard definition. And we've got two things that have been causing it in this country. They are the Reserve Bank's priming of the pump in terms of quantitative easing particularly, but also the ultra-low interest rates. And you've got the government not helping by being very fiscally loose and putting a lot of money in. Now, there's some money that the government absolutely should put in terms of supporting the businesses, for example, with the employees that have had to shut down during COVID for the health response. But yeah. Beyond that, there's a whole lot of money. So, for example, just the sheer growth in public servants in Wellington, and you've just pointed out the very big growth in expenditure generally since 2017. So there's a whole lot of stuff that doesn't have to happen. So,
What about something like the climate spend up, Stephen? I mean, we're being sort of warned about the many billions set aside for that. Is that an area that's ripe for low quality spending and low quality outcomes?
Well, it is, because we have the ETS, and the ETS is actually the thing that's going to drive reductions of emissions in this country. So the rest of the stuff that the government does is not going to drive it any faster. It's just shunting money around, because you know, the dealers, we've got a emissions trading scheme, for better or worse, which reduces the amount of emissions by getting people to choose between choose lower emission activities, and then to do all these other things like subsidising EVs and so on over the top of that, doesn't actually change the outcome from the government's perspective or from the country's perspective. So it's spending money to look good as against spending money sensibly. But this is the third way that New Zealand public is being squeezed through this. They're being squeezed on the climate, squeezed on the government taxes because of the inflation, and then being squeezed directly by inflation as well. Right. So I think the debate over the next couple of years will be very much about cost of living, how lower and middle income New Zealanders aren't faring well. Yeah. And unfortunately, it's shaping up to be a sort of traditional Labor approach from Grant Robertson, which is, no, we can't do tax cuts, we can't reduce any of this, we'll just have to be more generous.
Got to fly. Hey, thank you so much for your analysis. Merry Christmas. Stephen Joyce.